local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A break in the fog and some cooler temps as we get started on this Friday. 55 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And Kane's got our traffic to start us off.
Good morning, everyone. Your I-10 eastbound between the 35 and the 36-mile marker. You've got an overturned van. Left lane and right lane is also slow, so be careful through there. Part of it's off to the median. Expect delays. No other accidents, but again, you'll see eastbound I-10 just heading out of Daphne. You're going to see the heavier traffic. Be patient. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS with audits, and if you owe additional taxes, see them online at Azalea City Tax. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 60, and then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Kane's got our traffic throughout the morning. Plus, Alec Nabin joins us. We'll find out what's cooking. Good recipes here at the end of the hour. And a football Friday. Wow, that's coming up at 8 o'clock. And then at 8:30, looking forward to Mardi Gras as the Joy of Life Ball benefiting St. Jude's is coming up at the beginning of February. We'll talk to talk about that with Webb Jackson in just about an hour and a half or so.
All right. So cool. What a great event.
Yeah, it's a great event, and we want you to go out. We're going to be there as a team. We'd love to see you out there as well. We'll give you more details. Also, traffic troubles out there with some closings. We'll get to that in Mobile and Baldwin County. And I guess it's another bite at the infrastructure apple as a bridge project is being discussed, the North Bay Express. We'll get in details on that. Plus, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is going to be in Pensacola next week, about a month after the deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola. In the world of sports, it's also the world of
crime. Lots of crime, lots of scandals in sports. Odell Beckham Jr. Lit New Orleans on fire on Monday night. Wasn't even playing in the game, but walked away with possible NCAA infractions for his former school, LSU, and now an arrest warrant has been signed for Odell Beckham.
Plus, how much cheating was going on in baseball?
Well, yeah. Four people now down because of the Houston Astros cheating scandal.
Oh, wow, wow. We'll get to that coming up in sports in just a couple minutes. And the third impeachment trial of a U.S. president in the history of this republic has officially begun. Linda Kenyon with Westwood One with more.
It began in the Senate chamber with the official presentation of the articles of impeachment, with one of the chief House impeachment managers outlining the charges against President Trump.
President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election.
Then Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, described the second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress.
No president has ever ordered the complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry or sought to obstruct and impede so comprehensively the ability of the House of Representatives to investigate high crimes and misdemeanors.
On the other side of the Capitol building, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was addressing the issue of whether the Republican-controlled Senate must take into account recent new evidence and allow witness testimony in the trial.
They don't want to see documents. They don't want to hear from eyewitnesses. They want to ignore anything new that comes up.
What's come up includes a statement from the Government Accountability Office that says the Trump administration broke the law when it withheld U.S. security aid to Ukraine last year that had been appropriated by Congress. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy dismissed this new revelation, saying the House had its chance.
They made their case for impeachment. The Senate role now is to judge it.
In the afternoon, a hush enveloped the Senate chamber as Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts entered.
Senators, I attend the Senate in conformity with your notice for the purpose of joining with you for the trial of the President of the United States.
Justice Roberts, who will preside over the President's impeachment trial, was administered the oath by the President pro tem of the Senate, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. Roberts, in turn, swore in the members of the U.S. Senate. They will act as the jury in the trial.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The trial will begin with opening statements next Tuesday, but there are still a lot of questions to be answered, like the issue of whether there will be witness testimony. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he really doesn't know.
We expect that we will have votes on these witnesses on Tuesday, but can't be sure till we see the resolution that McConnell has put together.
He refers to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who at first said he did not want any witness testimony in the trial, but later said the issue would be put to a vote during the trial. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Senate back at it, 11 o'clock our time, and they're supposed to go 6 days a week for the next few weeks in the Senate. Keep your eyes on that and give you all the details right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two traffic alerts to share beginning at 9 this morning. Crews will close part of Hamilton Boulevard in Mobile County. The stretch of road between Highway 90 and Rangeline Road will be closed as crews work to replace a culvert. In Baldwin County, crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. Mobile Fire Rescue has identified the woman who died when she crashed into a school bus Thursday morning. 49-year-old Rachel Martin crashed into the bus after losing control of her SUV, according to police. One student was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the military is bringing a lot of money into the state. Citing a recent study, the governor says the military and defense industry has brought in $95 billion, making it one of the state's top economic drivers. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
The New Year's is here, and the Salvation Army reminds you that the programs to serve the needy doesn't end with a turn of a calendar page. You've helped provide nutritious meals, safe shelter, clothing, addiction recovery, after-school care, disaster recovery, and helped to break the cycle of poverty. Your gifts of time and money have helped thousands of people in our area. Please continue your support of the Salvation Army, doing the most good during 2020.
An arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr., another manager fired because of the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and the South Alabama men's basketball team loses for the first time in four games. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. no longer plays for the LSU Tigers. The wide receiver is currently with the Cleveland Browns, heading into year 7 of his NFL career. But Beckham was on hand for LSU's national championship win in New Orleans on Monday night, and he left a trail of destruction in his wake. First, Beckham may have gotten the university into trouble with the NCAA by passing out cash to players following the game. Now, an arrest warrant has been issued for Beckham by the New Orleans Police Department. The warrant was issued for a charge of simple battery because Beckham smacked the backside of a security officer in the Tigers' dressing room following the game. A viral video shows the officer giving some of the players grief for smoking victory cigars in the locker room. He was telling them that they weren't allowed to smoke inside the Superdome. In the video, Beckham comes to the scene while the officer is talking with the players. He then slaps the officer on the behind. The officer turns and walks towards Beckham, who begins dancing before the video ends. Yesterday, Beckham's team, the Browns, released a statement saying they were aware of the incident and that Odell and his representatives are cooperating with the authorities. The 2017 Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal has claimed another manager. The New York Mets announced yesterday that they have fired their new manager, Carlos Beltran, for his role in the scandal while he was a player for Houston. Beltran was hired as the Mets manager in November and had yet to even coach a game with the team. He's the fourth person from three teams to be fired for his role in the scandal. The Astros fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for Houston. And on Wednesday, the Boston Red Sox fired manager Alex Cora, who was a bench coach for Houston at the time of the scandal. According to the MLB's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the opposing catcher's signs to his pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. Beltran played a central role in the scheme. He told ESPN after his firing, quote, "I should have recognized the severity of the issue, and I truly regret the actions that were taken." In basketball, the South Alabama men's team fell to Georgia State 72-63 at the Mitchell Center last night. The loss snapped a three-game win streak for the Jags. USA senior Josh Ajayi put together another good game despite the loss. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. South's record now stands at 11-8. They'll take the court again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Georgia Southern coming to town. The South women's team, on the other hand, beat Georgia State in Atlanta last night, 81-64. Savannah Jones led the Jags with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Three other players from South also scored double-digit points. The women's team will stay in Georgia to face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 1. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the Weekend Weather Scale. We'll check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Also, Alec Naiman and What's Cooking, all coming this hour right here on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
The market at this point in time is oversaturated. Every time you go to the store, you see a craft beer you've never seen before. And that's kind of what it's getting like with bourbon and whiskey.
Meet L.C. May, grandson of famous Alabama moonshiner Clyde May. Now legit, they're selling lots of Clyde May's secret recipe. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College. Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. 1065.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we still have that overturned van. It's going to be in between the 35 and 36 mile marker, I-10 eastbound. Officers are on the scene. It has been slowing up traffic, so avoid the area if you can. But beyond that, we've had a good start. Mobile Police Department, you're clear. Remember, Senior Bowl fans, head downtown Friday next week for the Mardi Gras-style player parade and pre-concert presented by Wind Creek Casino in Austell, USA. NFL cheerleaders, local marching bands, and more. Next Friday, the 24th, parade starts at 6:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Friday's now. Glad you're here. And, of course, lots to talk about in Washington as we're watching the Senate take their part of this impeachment proceeding. They get back started around 11 o'clock our time this morning. Of course, there's another part and another part and another part to this story. Just give it a day. A federal watchdog organization claims it was against the law to withhold money from Congress had appropriated for the Ukraine, making an accusation against President Trump directly. Here's more on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
The Government Accountability Office, which reports to Congress, says the Trump White House Office of Management and Budget violated federal law by withholding the $214 million in military aid to Ukraine. The money's delay is one of the essential elements of the impeachment case. Democrats suggest it's another way President Trump broke the law.
By putting a hold on military aid to Ukraine while that country was trying to defend itself against an invasion ordered by Vladimir Putin.
That's Senator Dick Durbin throwing in a mention of why the money was important to Ukraine, but Republican John Barrasso taking the White House point of view about the delay.
Now we are finally getting aid there, but I've always worried about corruption in Ukraine and wanting to make sure that U.S. taxpayer dollars were actually wisely spent.
It was never about corruption. It was strictly about the Burisma, which included Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Indicted for campaign finance violations, Lev Parnas is injecting himself right into the impeachment. The one-time associate of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, implicates both as wanting a quid pro quo from Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, an investigation of the Bidens.
If they didn't make the announcement, basically, there would be no relationship. Military, there was no aid that was going to be assisted. There was going to be no inauguration. Pence wouldn't be at the inauguration, and there would be no visit to the White House.
Parnas started cooperating with House investigators in recent weeks. Parnas says he met President Trump through Giuliani.
I don't know him. I don't know Parnas, other than I guess I had pictures taken, which I do with thousands of people. I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax.
Ahead of the Senate trial, Parnas on CNN expressing a willingness to testify, especially if former National Security Advisor John Bolton does.
Between me and Bolton, we could fit in all the dots, I think, because I was on the ground there and he was over here.
And you'd be willing to testify?
I would be very willing to testify.
Bolton has been described by other witnesses as calling what Giuliani was doing in Ukraine a drug deal. Bob Costantini, the White House.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about the weekend ahead. Talk about that inventory too, Larry.
Okay, we can do that. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about a couple extras here. We got several Z71 trucks everybody's looking for, crew cab, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, some kind of mixture of those. I'm driving a 2013 F-150 FX4 crew cab with every option you can put on it and below average miles. So we've got a great selection of trucks.
And you've told us over time, too, truck owners, I mean, the people financing are waiting for folks like us.
Absolutely. They love trucks. You know, we've got a great array of lenders. We've got ways to get financing for just about everybody. So financing is great right now. Rates are low. Terms are long. So great time to buy.
All right, so come out and check out the huge inventory at LCM. Give us directions to do that.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, it's back, kind of, the bridge, or at least the bridge discussion, and we talked about it in depth yesterday with John Sharp from AL.com, as the North Bay Express is being discussed, and this is really in its infancy, and it's already starting to get people lined up on one side and another. Let's go to a report from last night from WKRG. Here's Dana Winter, and this is a little explanation of the North Bay Express.
At this point, Roseanne, we have no idea what
new concept could look like. But today, Daphne's mayor, talking to News 5 about those new plans, says the new bridge idea would cost about half of what the expected cost of the prior project was at $1.2 billion. By now, we're familiar with this rendering. It shows the proposed Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project that was shot down in 2019 because of a proposed toll.
They're on the right track, trying to come up with an alternate proposal, something that's not near as expensive, and that's fine. That's what they need to do.
Just this week, Daphne Mayor Dane Haygood told News 5 he and the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization have a new concept they hope will gain steam. Mayor Haygood tells News 5 the new concept would create a new bridge expressway style that would fork on and off I-10 at Virginia Street and connect back with access to and from Highway 98 on the other side of the bay. Jim Ziegler runs the Block the Mobile Bayway Toll Group with more than 54,000 members. He says there are two options if the bridge gets built.
One is to simply fix the existing bridge. The second is to build a basic bridge. When the project started, it was $800 million.
Hearing about the discussion, the Alabama Department of Transportation gave News 5 this statement about the concept. It says the state's position remains the same. We've heard that there are discussions happening on the local level, and we look forward to hearing those ideas. Mayor Haygood hopes to keep his new expressway concept toll-free.
If they come with another toll, we may have to rise up and try to block it again as we did in 2019.
All right, so there's the discussion right now of another route, another piece of infrastructure, and I think it boils down to this: I think the last project, if they could have done it without tolling the Wallace Tunnel, I think we'd be on to building it at this point. But that is an idea. It would be an expressway. In other words, it would not have exits onto the causeway, pick up at Virginia Street, and dump off there at Daphne, mm-hmm. Spanish Fork.
Yeah, I that's where I stood on it. I didn't like that they were going to toll both the new bridge and the mm-hmm. Wallace, because then your only option, you don't have very many options. No. You either take 65 all the way around, or I guess take the Africatown Bridge across. But the thing to me, I guess there's a lot of people that are just anti-toll regardless.
Well, that's what it looks like. I mean, that's one of the things that is going to get interesting. If this proposal comes out and you have a proposal here where you can pay the toll and take the bridge, or you can still use I-10 as it is without paying a toll, then I think there are a few, yes, there are people that oppose tolls no matter what. In any case, I don't think it'll be so widespread. If the current route stays open, okay, and you could do the Wallace Tunnel like you're doing it today, go through there, or you can choose to take what might be a faster route some days mm-hmm. and pay the money to do it. I don't think, yes, there are going to be people, and we're hearing the talk from Jim Ziegler now that they would oppose any toll on any structure, but I don't think there's that many people that oppose that. If it is a choice, you can still take the route that's there.
And want to find out what you think? New poll question up, 1-800-GOT-JUNK poll question on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Would you support a new Mobile Bay Bridge / expressway if it did not toll the Wallace Tunnel?
All right, we'll tally those up when you vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Give us your vote, and we'll tell you how the votes are looking throughout the morning. 728, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and News 5 coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Florida Supreme Court has sided with Governor Ron DeSantis in a legal dispute over restoring voting rights to felons with unpaid fines. The court says only felons who have carried out their sentences can vote again under the measure. That means all outstanding fines must have been paid. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos will honor the victims of the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Players will wear a memorial patch on their uniforms. The Wahoos will start their season April 9th. The Strickland Youth Center will begin planting fruit trees tomorrow that will one day produce much-needed nourishment for the community. A total of over 100 trees will eventually be planted in the Mobile County Juvenile Court's community orchard. The fresh fruits and vegetables will be available to children in the community for free. Some road work in Baldwin County. Crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Everyone has some of their predispositions, but I'm not making up my mind till I hear the case that's presented and the rebuttal of the case.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the impeachment trial of President Trump goes into full swing next Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said new evidence reinforces the need for senators to call witnesses. There were no service personnel killed, but U.S. defense officials now say several U.S. service members were injured during last week's Iranian missile strike on Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq.
Concussions are hard to detect. Sometimes they're detected days after an attack, after an explosion. Forces hiding in the bunkers for safety likely could have suffered that kind of injury. It may have taken a few days, but there was no official correction of the record, despite the Pentagon initially saying that there were no casualties until the story broke in the press.
There's correspondent Ryan Brown reporting. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. By embracing digital technologies, Moody's says large banks have a credit positive advantage over smaller peers. The advantage is reflected in recent gains in share of the domestic deposit market by Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase. Moody's says the gains highlight the importance of ongoing investments in technology, as well as the diminishing need for lots of bank branches. A computer security expert says a forensic image of an election service central to a bitter legal battle over the security of Georgia's election administration showed signs of tampering. The server was left exposed to the open internet for at least 6 months, but was wiped clean in mid-2017. That was just days after election integrity activists filed a lawsuit seeking an overhaul of what they called an unreliable and negligently run state election system. The experts' findings are based on an FBI copy of the server's contents made before it was erased. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11. Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And cooler start to our morning than it has been the bulk of this week. I think 55 now at our studios. That's a little bit of a change.
Yeah, and it's going to be pleasant today. We have a cold front that has moved through the area. It's now well offshore. And instead of 70s, we'll be in the mid to upper 60s for this afternoon. Now, we'll see some sunshine this morning, but it should be cloudy this afternoon, and that's an indication that things are setting up for a change. And in fact, tomorrow, we're going to be back up in the 70s again. But tonight, we're going to cool to around 60, so not much of a change from high in the 60s today, around 60 tonight. And we could see some showers develop tonight, especially after midnight. Tomorrow, a good chance of showers. There's a big storm system will be moving out of the Rocky Mountains across the Great Plains, and an Arctic cold front will be headed south, and it's going to get into our area Saturday night and bring us some cold weather for Sunday and on through the beginning of next week. So for tomorrow, count on showers and numerous showers, and the temperatures in the low 70s, and the wind will be out of the south. Tomorrow night, we can look for the showers to gradually end, and then on Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy and colder. Only 55 degrees for a high temperature for Sunday afternoon. And then Sunday night, we drop down into the mid-30s. Monday, plenty of sunshine, but rather chilly. Only 52 for the high on Monday. And then it's down into the upper 20s for Monday night. That means some areas will get into the mid-20s. And Tuesday, it's going to stay cold. Sunny and only 48 for the high on Tuesday. And then back down to a light freeze for Tuesday night. We'll be looking at 30 to 32 degrees for Tuesday night. Wednesday will be in the 50s, but after that, a warming trend. When we get into Thursday, we'll see temperatures climb back into the 60s. So definitely a chill for Sunday and rather chilly for Monday and Tuesday.
Well, it is January.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've had that. And also that rain tomorrow, just rain or severe weather? What do you expect?
It looks like just rain. Right now we are not looking for any kind of severe weather, but we will see periods of showers and temperatures quite mild in the low 70s. And then in the evening, that front comes through and we start to cool down and rather cool on Sunday.
All right, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. What do you say?
Well, very simply, we've got showers tomorrow and then turning colder on Sunday. At least Sunday will be dry. So I'm going to go with a 1.5830.
Yeah, well, it's no 1.3, but it's no 1.8 either, so it's... I guess it's about as best as you can hope for here in late January.
But at least Sunday we're going to dry out and temperatures will be below normal, but really not that bad.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 55 now at our studios. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So, on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and in 2020, we're starting the second decade for Mobile and Baldwin County's local talk station, FM Talk 106.5. We've grown so much in the last 10 years because of you, and going forward, we'll continue to bring you the local news, weather, traffic, and talk that you rely on us for. Plus, we'll make sure you have the latest scoop on the elections and let you know what's going on in Washington and Montgomery and how it'll affect you. For 2020 and the decade to come, thank you for your support of local talk radio, and have a happy and prosperous new year.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, really seeing the delays again. An overturned vehicle of a van on the right lane, but the left lane is also a little bit slower with emergency vehicles. So we've got traffic backed up I-10 eastbound from the 35-mile marker all the way past Daphne. Expect delays there. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. Call 380-6293 and you can see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, that guy Kane, Dr. Bill Williams, and of course you on the text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Quick reminder as well, a podcast of this show and the 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming that come from this studio right here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like organic, local, grassroots, not national. Homeboys and girls doing radio shows. We put that up on the podcast. So you could get that at your leisure. You could leisurely over the weekend enjoy one of our podcasts.
Yeah, you can get them a la carte on fmtalk1065.com or on the Twitter page at fmtalkpods. And if you want it even easier, just subscribe to one of the many outlets that distribute the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and of course, newly added to the Deezer podcast rolls.
We finally arrived. For sure. A Richmond Circuit Court judge has upheld the decision to temporarily ban firearms on Virginia Capitol grounds. It's one of the security precautions the state is taking in advance of a gun rights rally. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
Virginia's temporary state of emergency begins today. This means no weapons allowed on state capitol grounds. Governor Ralph Northam signed a temporary state of emergency banning weapons after he says law enforcement heard of threats of violence from hate groups.
This includes everything from sticks and bats to chains and projectiles. This list also includes firearms.
The ban ends Tuesday, one day after a Martin Luther King Jr. Day gun rights event in Richmond.
We have received credible intelligence from our law enforcement agencies that there are groups with malicious plans for the rally that is planned for Monday.
On Thursday, the FBI arrested three alleged members of the base, a white supremacist group, and charged them with firearms and immigration-related offenses. A law enforcement official said the men were believed to have been heading to the gun rally. Federal agents say members of the base had chatroom discussions on bomb-making, military-style training camps, and creating a white ethno-state. But this temporary ban and other recent gun legislation have upset some gun owners.
The gun-free zones have been a problem. They're making more of them. We're basically doubling down on a bad idea.
I'm John Lawrence.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation mission is to improve and protect Alabama's coastal environment through cooperation, education, and participation. Whether you're new to ACF or have been with them for 26 years, sharing your time and financial support of our beautiful coastal areas is critical. If you're not a member, now would be a great time to get involved. For a complete list of upcoming activities and how you can get started, visit joinacf.org.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two traffic alerts to share beginning at 9 this morning. Crews will close part of Hamilton Boulevard in Mobile County. The stretch of road between Highway 90 and Rangeline Road will be closed as crews work to replace a culvert. In Baldwin County, crews will close part of Grantham Road at Laurent Road from 8 this morning until 5 this evening. Crews will be working to install a water line in that area. Mobile Fire Rescue has identified the woman who died when she crashed into a school bus Thursday morning. 49-year-old Rachel Martin crashed into the bus after losing control of her SUV, according to police. One student was taken to the hospital but is expected to be okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the military is bringing a lot of money into the state. Citing a recent study, the governor says the military and defense industry has brought in $95 billion, making it one of the state's top economic drivers. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. Coming up this Thursday and Friday, the MSA presents the Alabama High School Athletic Association South Regional Bowling Tournament, taking place at Camellia Lanes with the young athletes competing to qualify for the Alabama State Championship. For more info, visit AHSAA.com. Go all out. We do.
An arrest warrant for Odell Beckham Jr., another manager fired in the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and the South Alabama men's basketball team loses for the first time in four games. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Odell Beckham Jr. no longer plays for the LSU Tigers. The wide receiver is currently with the Cleveland Browns heading into year seven of his NFL career. But Beckham was on hand for LSU's national championship win in New Orleans on Monday night, and he left a trail of destruction in his wake. First, Beckham may have gotten the university into trouble with the NCAA by passing out cash to players following the game. Now, an arrest warrant has been issued for Beckham by the New Orleans Police Department. The warrant was issued for a charge of simple battery because Beckham smacked the backside of a security officer in the Tigers' dressing room following the game. A viral video shows the officer giving some of the players grief for smoking victory cigars in the locker room. He was telling them that they weren't allowed to smoke inside of the Superdome. In the video, Beckham comes to the scene while the officer is talking with the players. Beckham then slaps the officer in the behind. The officer turns and walks towards Beckham, who begins dancing before the video ends. Yesterday, Beckham's NFL team, the Cleveland Browns, released a statement saying they were aware of the incident and that Odell and his representatives are cooperating with the authorities. The 2017 Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal has claimed another coach. The New York Mets announced yesterday that they have fired new manager Carlos Beltran for his role in the scandal while he was a player for Houston. Beltran was hired as the Mets manager in November and had yet to even coach a game with the new team. Beltran is the fourth person from three teams to be fired for his role in the scandal. The Astros fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and bench manager A.J. Hinch after the MLB announced penalties for Houston. And on Wednesday, the Boston Red Sox fired manager Alex Cora, who was a bench coach for Houston at the time of the scandal. According to the MLB's report on the cheating scheme, the Astros bullpen watched a live feed from a center field camera to view the opposing catcher's signs to his pitcher. They would then bang on a trash can to let the Astros hitters know what kind of pitch to expect. Beltran played a central role in the scheme. He told ESPN after his firing, quote, "I should have recognized the severity of the issue and truly regret the actions that were taken." In basketball, the South Alabama men's team fell to Georgia State 72-63 last night at the Mitchell Center. The loss snapped a three-game win streak for the Jags. USA senior Josh Ajayi put together another good game despite the loss. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. South's record now stands at 11-8. They'll take the court again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Georgia Southern coming to town. The South's women's team beat Georgia State in Atlanta last night 81-64. Savannah Jones led the Jags with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Three other players from South also scored double-digit points. The women's team will stay in Georgia to face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 1. It's 7:49, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger,
You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and coming in on the text line, some traffic issue. This is going to be a big one for us. Overturned 18-wheeler I-10 eastbound at the 1065 interchange. So southbound 65 backing up. Once again, overturned 18-wheeler I-10 eastbound at the 1065 interchange. 65 southbound backing up. We'll get more traffic updates from Kane, and we'll find out what's cooking with Alec coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 60, and then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at FMTalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
From the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, still working at accident where the van overturned I-10 eastbound. It's going to be in the right-hand lane, and they've also got emergency vehicles in the left-hand lane, but you could get through on the left-hand lane, just a little bit slower in backing up traffic now onto the Bayway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and of course you on the text line 343-0106. Also a reminder, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: would you support a new Mobile Bay Bridge or Expressway if it did not toll the Wallace Tunnel? As they're talking about that North Bay Express. No word specifically on how they would pay for it. Would it be a P3 or something? But let's say it did exist. Let's say it was tolled, but it didn't affect I-10 as it is now. Everything would be the same going through the Wallace Tunnel. Would you then support that project? You can vote now. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. We'll tally up those votes throughout the day and let you know what the numbers look like as we go forward. All right, it's a Friday. That means we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and ask the age-old question. What's cooking?
Man, I tell you, we got Senior Bowl rolling in here next week, and man, we got to treat all these guys from all over the country to some local Gulf Coast cuisine. What do you think?
I think that's a great thing. So therefore, shrimp are going to be part of this.
Now you know it is. You know it is. We got to go out there and throw our little seine nets and catch us some shrimp real quick. Okay. You know, I didn't invent this New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp. I mean, you know, you go to New Orleans and everybody got barbecue shrimp on the menu. I'm thinking it's got barbecue sauce on it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, ooh, that don't taste good. But that ain't what it really is, man. It's just a good old buttery, spicy, oh, man, it's just good stuff, all right? It don't take long. It's an easy fix. It makes a great appetizer. It makes a great meal if you want to make a meal out of it. I mean, basically, I just take me a whole bunch of butter, and then I put it in the skillet, and man, I had just a little olive oil to it because I don't want my butter to burn. And I hit it with a little garlic and some Worcestershire and some bunch of Creole seasoning, and some bay leaves and oregano and black pepper and cayenne pepper. And of course, I sauteed some onions with it, hit it with a little lemon juice and stuff like that, and some oregano. And then once that sauce gets all blended together really good, I get me some shrimp. I leave the shell on it, you know, and I lay them out in my pan, and then I pour this nice buttery, spicy sauce over it, and I stick it in the oven at 350 degrees for about 10 minutes, man. And when they come out, you know, you go to peel them, you get that spicy buttery stuff all over your fingers, and it gets all over the shrimp while you peeling them, and then you eat them, man. They are so good. So that's that New Orleans style barbecue shrimp. I didn't invent it, but I sure enough added my little twist to it. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and it sounds fantastic. Even better would be to stop by and have you cook this up for us, or get you to come out to a party we're doing, maybe some kind of tailgate event, and have some shrimp there.
Hey, you gonna be out at Senior Bowl with me, right?
Right.
You gonna be out there?
Yep.
All right, I thought so. All right, well, we're going to have a good time. We're going to be, you know, the NFL is in town all week filming the stuff. All the players are coming in. I promise I'm not going to pop nobody on the butt because I don't need to be in no trouble, okay? So
thank you.
I'm not going to pop nobody on the butt. But I'm going to be out there. And, you know, we're already thinking Mardi Gras. We're thinking Valentine's Day. I'm going to have those chocolate-covered strawberries, long-stemmed, them big, beautiful ones. So don't forget about me, Sean. Your wife loves them chocolate covered strawberries, so you got to call me at 473-3900. Look me up on the web, but let me know how many strawberries you want, okay? All right, because I'm only going to grow so many in my backyard.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. So Valentine's Day coming up soon, so put that order in. Even if you're going to pick them up right there before Valentine's Day, go ahead and get that order in.
I need to know now. I got to tell my strawberry grower how many I want, you know. So I'm only going to get one crack at it.
Okay. So once again, if we're going to contact you to get that reservation of those chocolate-covered strawberries, phone number or Facebook, how do you want us to do it?
473-3900. I got it memorized, okay? 473-3900. Call me. We're doing Mardi Gras, we're doing Valentine's Day, we're getting ready for JAG baseball, too. And we're going to enjoy the Senior Bowl this week. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a good week, you know.
It's going to be fantastic. As always, we appreciate it, Alec. Have a great weekend.
Man, y'all have a great one and be safe out there. All right.
Will do. Alec Damon, What's Cooking? Do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Senior Bowl. It's Football Friday on the way with Jim Nagy. He's going to roll through 8 days left.
Yeah, 8 days till kickoff of the Senior Bowl. Of course, a full list of events next week that we can check out right here in Mobile.
Plus, Mardi Gras getting closer and the Joy of Life Ball benefiting St. Jude's coming up in early February. Webb Jackson joins us next hour as well to talk more about that.